So, Neil, first of all, why are you doing this?
Why am I doing it? Very good question. I've always had a real fascination with the Arctic and the polar region, and living in Dubai, it makes it all the more extreme, I guess. 40-odd degrees temperature in the summer and the minus 20 conditions that we're going to be experiencing running the marathon. So I like to run marathons, like to challenge myself. I saw this as a real, something completely different.
And how did you get involved?
Probably roped into it by my friend Neil. No, I just did a marathon solo while Wadi. So we did 72 kilometres. So subconsciously, I was probably looking for a new challenge. And Neil mentioned this to me, and it was very different. I'd heard about it a couple of years ago, and it had sparked interest then. And then Neil and I discussed doing it for Christina Noble Foundation, and tried to make a significant amount of money for it, and it just all made sense. So the two of us decided to go for it.
What keeps you motivated? Why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep wanting to do it?
Very good question again. I don't know, something deep inside. Some friends call me Forrest Gump, so I'm always running all the time. I think if I'm being totally honest, it probably stems from in my childhood. I remember my dad taking me for a series of runs when I was about 12, 13 years old. I absolutely detested it, hated it, and I used to jump on the bus halfway through the run and go back home. And ever since then, my dad sort of gave me a bit of stick about it. So I think as I've grown up, I've wanted to prove something to my dad. So I think that's the motivation.
And why this specific charity?
I suppose a long time ago, I'm being Irish. This lady is Christina Noble. She's Irish. I read her book a long time ago. My mother insisted from an early age that I read it. And it was just about giving back to people and even people with all sorts of upbringings. And this lady, Christina Noble, was brought up literally on the streets of Dublin and a very, very difficult life. And she just then devoted all her life to kids in Vietnam who had no parents, who have no money, no roof over their head, and took them off the streets and set up schools and has done amazing work. I also coach Arabian Nights Rugby Club, the underage, under kids, and all that. They're in association with Christina Noble Foundation as well. So it's just educating the kids that the kids here are very, very lucky to live in this environment, and to educating them about kids in Vietnam and trying to make a difference. So that's kind of been drummed into these kids from an early age over here. So it gives them more insight that they are living a privileged life, and to make things worthwhile for other people. And that's why the interest, really, and that's why we want to do this for Christina Noble Foundation.